This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
GS 97.1 FM Talk, the 6 p.m. hour, the Glover Rewind Reset Rehab, I don't know what they call it, is brought to you every day by Skip Weber, who's here with us today. That song brings back so much memories. One of the first bands I was in after Raw Toast, which lasted exactly one practice, and the guy who's going to be the lead singer, who is awful, and he was singing into like a mic that you get like when you buy one of those tape recorders, you know? And I have such a distinct memory.
Mr. Microphone.
Like, I was probably a better drummer at 16 than I am now, so I was pretty good, and like the guitarist could barely play, and here's what it sounded like when he's singing. He's like, and I remember just playing drums going like, I can't get out of here fast enough. You know, it's like a one night stand where you're like, I really, oh my God. But every time I hear that song, I just go back to that moment.
That was high school pep rally. We would joke all the time that you'd be sitting up in the bleachers or in the gym, and you know, you'd be like,
and now here's Clemson to go on the football team.
It's like, what? I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, and what's wild about Dave's story is that he got out of that band, and Eddie Vedder got better, and the next thing you know, he moved out to the West Coast, and you know, should have stuck with him.
You know what? That's fascinating. You know, for
and that's why he's not
most,
in Mama's Pride.
That's right.
You know, for most people, especially singers, they were in a band that someone didn't want them.
Yeah.
Before they got big.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth was only in Van Halen because he owned the equipment.
Are you serious?
They did not want him at all. They didn't like him. He owned the equipment.
I can't imagine
it
why.
It was either let him be the lead singer or pay him to rent the equipment.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Man, that is really something. That's really cool. I mean, David Lee Roth was really good looking and sexy and on stage and everything. And I wonder if he ever could sing, because lately, I know he's an old guy now, but...
Yeah, but I mean, here, you could do the splits, jumping up in the air.
And when you're
jamming like they were jamming, you didn't need to have a good voice.
He's got this down.
He kind of half yelled. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. That was enough. That was enough. Going to do the Sweet 16. I think we're going to start doing some different stuff, branching out. But today we're going to do the Sweet 16 in honor of Mother's Day of fictional mothers. I just wrote down all...
I thought you were going to do like branching out like the Sweet 16 of carpet.
We're getting out there.
I like a good low ply.
Exactly.
The sweet 16 of ceiling
tiles.
I'm going
to go with Berber.
No, I just really wrote down extending things.
All the fictional mothers who I had a crush on when I was a little kid, basically. All right. So. That would have been
I don't know if
16.
I had a crush on any of these ladies, but I wasn't thinking along those lines. But yeah, there was a couple of them that.
Well, start it off.
I'm gonna go with. Let's start with. Carol Brady.
Love it. And she was on my list.
Was she? I was just about to ask.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
So there's. I don't know if you ever watch MeTV. It just mm-hmm. seems like if you're not Netflix, you're mm-hmm. not watching. But there's like the Brady Bunch marathons all weekend long every week for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So every now and then when it's a lazy weekend, I'll watch like two or three episodes of it. And
it holds
they're
up.
Fun. It does up. Hold up. It's so terrible about the things that were crucial to people back yeah. then compared to now life. But it's actually a really decent show even back in the day.
I watch Chris Wallace every week, but when he gets to the power player of the week, I turn it because I don't care. Mm-hmm. And I happened to just watch this one yesterday, and it was a guy whose last name is Minow, and he was the FCC guy. He was a friend to every president. He basically ran television. And he's the guy who coined the phrase vast wasteland, because he wow. said back in the 60s, I don't know if you've watched television lately, but it's a vast wasteland. And Sherwood Schwartz, who put on most of those shows,
yeah.
hated him so much that he named the SS Minnow after him.
Oh,
isn't that interesting?
That's
sinking
great.
Ship. Yeah.
That's great.
And he's still alive. He's got to yeah. be close to 100, and he's wow. completely with it. But they interviewed him about television all the way up until today. And he was sharp as a tack. Like, he had some really good
He knows
takes.
Some stuff.
Yes, he
I
does.
I guarantee you he knows some stuff.
The power player of the week is very...
Hit and miss.
And it's usually miss, but when it's a hit and it's something like that, mm-hmm. and when it's somebody super interesting, it's pretty cool.
Tones?
How about... This is my pocket, so I don't know if anybody else will go along with me on this one. Claire Huxtable.
I had her on my list.
Oh, yeah?
Is this an attraction thing? Or
No, it's just like the ultimate mom.
We didn't get the memo that this was hot mom.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just being a creep.
No, I mean, there are some, I get that. There are some hot moms, but my old roommate and I, to this day, when we see each other, we'll still work in a my baby line because of Claire Huxtable.
Okay, this is going to be weird because it's the only one that's not a hot one. Although she was attractive for a spider, Charlotte from Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Solid mom.
She was pretty hot for a spider.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was attractive.
I have never read Charlotte's Web, and I don't even know the plot. And I had no idea that she was a mom.
Oh, man.
That seems impossible.
Mom for, like... 2 million
I didn't like spiders as a kid, so I was like, why the heck would I participate in something like this?
It's just such a common, wholesome story. I just can't believe that you never...
I couldn't tell you the plot of it
for $1 million.
It's about terrorism.
Is there a pig?
That's some
there's
pig.
There's a pig in it.
Now you know the plot.
I thought that was from Babe, and I'm not even kidding.
There's a pig in it, and Paul Lynn played the voice of a couple of the farm animals.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Rich.
Is it like a crossover with Babe? I'm going to go with Marge Simpson.
I had her on there, too.
You know, I was just thinking about this. Last night I was flipping around, and I saw The Simpsons, I think, current. I don't know how to put this. I love The Simpsons. You'd have to pay me to watch it now. Not just because it's like, well, my era was the best, and these writers today. Yeah. It's just too much. It's like eating cherry pie every day for a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to know. I don't care.
I watch it every once in a blue moon. I always laugh at it, but it's not... It's for 4 or 5 years, it was appointment TV. Always watched it. Then I stopped and maybe watched it maybe 2 weeks in a row and, you know, got half the season, you know, but piecemeal. Now, like you said, I never, ever, ever watch it. And once in a while, I hit it, and I'll watch it. And I laugh like I'm... 8 years old every time
when I was in law school, we had a Supreme Court justice come. I feel terrible because I can't remember which one it was. He was a million years old, and he was in the pit, as we called it, like the little atrium.
Yeah.
And I got there late, and I had to sit next to him. So, and I was wearing a Bart Simpson Don't Have a Cowman shirt, and there's a photo out there that was like the photo they used for everything, where it's like me and the Supreme Court Justice and my wig. So, yeah.
Bart Simpson shirts I could see it. Were so popular when I was in school, and they were banned.
Oh, that's awesome.
We couldn't wear that for whatever reason.
Disrespectful. I remember there was a big thing about how disrespectful, and everybody was saying, don't have a cow.
Like, we couldn't wear.
You were saying that, the people were saying that to their teachers. And
gentler
to their
times, right?
Yeah.
We'd either have to put masking tape over it or turn it inside out.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's great. Skip.
I'm going to go more modern here and go with Claire Dunphy. Get it? Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
Claire Dunphy.
You know what? I've never watched that show.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny. She's not a great mom, but she's a good mom, and she's hilarious.
Good
and
character.
So I just, yeah,
which one
very
is she?
Good character. She
the
is
blonde,
Julie Bowen.
Okay. Gotcha.
Phil Dunphy's wife, or the Ty Burrell, whatever.
You guys will get this. With Netflix and Amazon and that kind of thing, I should just go watch the first episode, but I can't because I feel like I'm committing to the entire series. Does
I think you would be. I think you would be. I think if you watch the first episode, you'd start binging it.
I've watched the first episode of Breaking Bad 3 times.
Really?
And I love it, but I'm like, I can't commit to you.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
That is the bad thing about binge watching is it is a commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you go, I was going to do all this stuff this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to do this, and this, and instead I watched 42 episodes of this one show.
Tones.
Christine, was this character for Halloween last year? Elastigirl.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it's my...
Oh, yeah.
It's my Disney quota also.
That's Disney.
And kind of a hot mom there, too. Elastigirl, kind of a hot mom.
Yeah.
And my wife.
Yeah.
This is getting weird.
That's okay. I dig it.
I feel like I don't want to say that or not say it. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, Chris. I don't want to be like, really?
Elastigirl is kind of a hot mom. I agree.
I'm going to go with Mrs. Partridge. I don't know her first name. It might be Cartilage.
I hope it is.
Cartilage Partridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
She had a similar haircut to Mrs. Brady, too.
Yeah.
Sensing a pattern, Dave. How about Morticia Adams?
Hey, good
one. Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
There's a hottie for you.
Yeah.
Had her on the list.
You know what? I always felt like you were either a Brady Bunch or a Partridge.
Or
and
a
you
Munster.
Were either a Munster or an Adams.
Yeah.
And Star always, Trek, Star Wars.
Yeah, the Addams Family made me feel dumb because the humor was above my head.
Yeah.
The Munsters I got, but the Addams Family was more subtle.
I loved the Addams Family, but Channel 11 always ran the Munsters. The Addams Family was not on that much during my watching part. I guess it was on like WTBS for the kids who had cable back then, but we didn't have cable. So I was more Munsters, but any time I could see the Addams Family, I loved it, and so it was like once in a while.
And
because of that, I was a Munsters.
The comparisons are obvious, but the shows are way different.
Totally different.
Way different.
I also didn't realize that, what is his name? The dad? Gomez.
Gomez, yeah.
That he was so rich. When we did the best rich guys a few months ago, he was on the list. I didn't realize that he was like a gazillionaire.
The character or the actor?
The character.
Gotcha.
Man, can I gripe about something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
So I loved the Addams Family movies in the 90s too. And I think it's Christina Ricci plays Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to remake it again and they want her to play Morticia. And I just hate stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, the first time someone did something like that, it was so cute. And now it's expected,
it's
and it just makes me groan.
It's
like,
tired.
Oh, really?
I'll be honest with you. The Addams Family movies, I did not like because I did think that Morticia was hot. And I thought that the actress that they had for the movies was absolutely
Who
not.
Who was it? I don't even remember.
I need to look up her exact name. She does a lot
of Wes
Anderson
absolutely
not.
Movies. Yeah. And I thought... Christopher Lloyd as Fester was pretty good, but I don't know. I just think it ruined the whole thing for me.
Angelica Huston.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It also scared me. The few times I watched it, like the hand that came out and stuff, it legit scared me. I was a puss. Whose turn, Tones?
My turn.
Your turn. Mm-mm.
So I'm going to go way off base, like Charlotte. I'm going to say the Alien Queen.
Woo! Yeah.
Who is that?
Mom to many hideous monsters.
Okay, sorry.
But she was their mother.
What are they called? Xenomorph?
Xenomorph. The alien queen. She had a lot of kids. They were all bad. Not like Charlotte.
Yeah, she just had that adopted pig as a kid,
exactly.
Right?
No, she like had a bunch of baby spiders.
I'm torn between two. They're both redheaded, I just realized.
One is Mrs. Bundy.
Peg Bundy is one of them. So we'll go with
the
that
other
one.
Is Wilma Flintstone.
The other one is, ooh, that's a good one, though.
Well, it was Marion Cunningham.
The other one was Molly Weasley.
Hmm. Wow. She is a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going?
Peg Bundy.
Okay. I'm going to go, is it just Ma Rach from Little House?
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah.
Her real name's Carolyn, but I mean, it's okay.
Carolyn Ingalls.
For some reason, the episode where she was by herself and she was dying of an infection.
Yeah, and she almost had to cut off her own leg.
Yes. Woo.
Shows how
that's
tough
heavy.
She was.
That's heavy prairie
yeah,
drama
man.
There.
What was the episode? Wait, I do this every time. What was the terrifying episode? Was it a pedophile clown?
Yeah.
That was for, I never
there's
saw it.
There's a lot of Little House episodes like that where you're like, why did they do this?
Yeah, that is, you're hundreds of miles
exist?
Away from civilization. How could that have happened?
Right. Yeah. I ran out of picks because everyone took my picks.
Damn, Molly Weasley.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Molly Weasley.
Yes.
There you go.
How many we need?
She got on the list.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
Seems impossible, but
we're
sure.
Used to being, we're used to doing Elite Eights. I need Molly Weasley right. Back, by the way.
Nope, she's already on. She's up against Claire from Modern Family. I was also thinking that Arthur's mom from Arthur, but I mean, I don't think anyone cares except me.
Wait a
so.
Minute. How do we have an odd number when we have...
Because
Rachel's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's always one left over to throw them out at the end.
But isn't didn't there? You put Molly Weasley in? So that should be mm-hmm. should have been 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. Right. It is.
There's
a mystery.
Four of us, and we've been through three times. Right. We should have 12 out there.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did
I
you
can
just,
read
did
off
you
who
just
we
go
have.
One? Did you just do one?
I did.
I have Carol Brady, Morticia Adams, Alien Queen, Marge Simpson, Peg Bundy, Claire from Modern Family, Molly Weasley, Claire Huxtable, Cartilage, Charlotte, and Elastigirl. Am I missing one?
Yeah, what did you just do? I think you. I think
alien
we skipped
queen?
Dave. We skipped
no, he did
Dave.
The alien.
I did Little House.
No, I was
a
little, oh,
house.
Little House.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't write down
okay.
Ma. You're
okay.
right. You're right.
I was going to say that. I'm sorry, my math brain just
yeah,
did not.
Yeah, you're like Rain
we
Man.
Got we got four people here. There should not be an odd number left.
Odd number, definitely not. Number.
Let's take a break and get our minds right.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on 97.1 FM Talk. Of course, you can come over and listen to the show every day at 11:20 a.m. I recommend if you're anywhere between the Missouri River, between Wentzville and Collinsville, listen to 98.7 FM. And we're here every day with the DGS highlight reel sponsored by Weber Chevrolet. Doing the Sweet 16 in honor of Mother's Day of fictional moms. And is it Skip?
Yep.
Okay.
I have two. I'm torn between two. They're both from They're both comedic roles, but they couldn't be different, more different. So you guys can tell me which one to put on there. I have Estelle Costanza and Stifler's mom.
Ah.
You got to put Costanza.
Yeah, I like Costanza.
Yeah.
That could be the dark horse to win.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I think her husband is funnier, but she is genius in her own right in many, many ways.
She's the only person that could have played that.
Oh, my gosh, she is funny. Yeah.
I'm okay putting Stifler's mom on, too.
Well, let's put my throw out is Estelle.
Okay.
I don't mind Stifler's mom. I have Lois Griffin still.
Let's put her on.
Put her on.
A lot of redheads.
Lois Griffin.
I have a couple.
Okay.
June Cleaver.
Yeah.
I had her.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Rach, I don't know her name, but the mom from Arrested Development.
Lucille Bluth.
I like
almost put her down, but... All right, so should I, who am I putting down for you, Dave?
Put down June Cleaver.
So we need one more. Did we want to put down?
Stifler's mom.
I wonder if June Cleaver ever did anything else.
Airplane.
Oh, that's right.
It's great.
That's perfect, right. Totally
perfect, perfect person for that.
You already wrote it. Never mind.
That was just our throw out. That was our last one.
Yeah, well, it was your turn, though. You were the
last one. No, I was tapped.
She had
I'm
nothing.
Good.
Here we go. Carol Brady versus June Cleaver. Ooh, good one.
That's a battle of the 60s Titans right there.
I think I have to go Carol Brady.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
CB.
She raised those three boys, and she didn't even have to, you know?
Well, I mean,
yeah.
She could have been a piece of crap.
She could have chosen not to marry him.
Here's the story.
She just took on, she doubled
Carol
her family.
Brady.
I think we've done this before, but did they both die? Was there a divorce?
I don't think they ever really did. I don't remember them ever addressing that.
Seems weird.
It's just like they both were.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe the dad's wife died
and Carol's three girls were from three different men, weren't they?
Wow. Happy Mother's Day.
Why did that make me horny? Why is that hot?
That's why they were so different.
Let's move on. Let's keep going forward.
Thank you.
Glover's getting way too distracted over that one.
No kidding. Morticia Adams versus the Alien Queen.
There you go.
I like this.
I'm going Alien Queen.
I have to go Morticia.
Alien Queen got pretty mad for a minute.
It was revealed at the end of some movie, pretty much movie, that Carol's first husband actually died at sea on an expedition.
He's playing in an exhibition.
Hey, wait, 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 what is it? The Alien Queen who?
Morticia Adams. Don't tell him what it is.
Right, I won't. Alien Queen
moves on.
Alien Queen.
March.
I've had that on my phone since Chris was on last time. I've been listening to some Billy Ocean.
Marge Simpson versus Peg Bundy.
Marge.
Wow.
Marge.
Yeah, Marge. Yeah.
Who has the most iconic hair between those two? Probably still Marge.
Claire from Modern Family versus Molly Weasley.
Beehive she has.
Molly.
Blew it.
Claire. Gotta go Claire.
Molly.
I don't know either of them. So, what? Is it a tie right now?
It's
Harry Potter versus...
Making a tie
what was the other one?
He'll know.
Claire who?
Claire Bundy.
Bundy.
Claire Bundy?
No.
Claire Dunphy.
Modern Family.
Claire Dunphy. Claire Dunphy versus...
Versus who?
Molly Weasley.
Molly Weasley versus Claire Dunphy. Claire.
Wow.
Claire moves on. Wow. That's a surprise.
Claire Bundy.
Claire Huxtable versus Estelle Costanza.
Claire
Huxtable. Wow.
Costanza.
I'll go Claire just to make it. Let's give it to the young man.
Right.
Claire Huxtable versus Estelle Costanza.
Estelle Costanza
because it's not what?
Because what?
I guess the Huxtables are problematic.
Well, that's not Claire's problem that her husband's a creep.
Yeah. Why are they? Oh,
because you know, the whole Bill Cosby thing. Yeah.
What? What's wrong with that show?
What's wrong with Cosby's? Yeah, that's not Claire's fault.
Cartilage Partridge versus Lois Griffin.
Lois.
I'll go Cartilage Partridge.
To Andrew, make sure you say cartilage.
Partridge Family Mom.
No,
it's Cartridge Partridge.
Partridge.
I can't even say partridge anymore.
Partridge Family Mom, Cartilage, or Lois Griffin.
Lois.
Charlotte the Spider.
Let me get the words out, man.
Versus Stifler's mom.
Who was it?
Charlotte the Spider.
Charlotte the Spider versus Stifler's mom.
I gotta go with.
This would be so much fun, Stone.
This is the best one to give to throw to Andrew right now.
Give it to him now.
Give it to him now. Whatever. I vote on whatever makes the tie.
Yeah. Charlotte the Spider versus Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom. And Jake.
Tell him that it's best sci-fi weaponry. Elastigirl versus Little House on the Prairie.
The best episode of the X-Files is what we're doing right now.
I'll go Little House.
Little House.
Elastigirl.
I'll go Little House also.
Ooh, look at that.
Ma Moves On.
I mean, the mom in Elastigirl, she left her baby at home with like a 12-year-old to go, you know, that's a bad mom.
Well, well yeah, you're
of course,
right.
It's not any better
movie.
Than the Alien Queen, so.
Lead eight, fictional moms. Carol Brady versus Alien Queen.
Carol.
Alien Queen. Alien Queen.
I'll make it a tie.
I think he's about to figure out what the category is.
Versus Carol Brady.
Alien Queen.
Alien Queen, the dark horse, come on.
I wish the audience could hear him.
Yeah.
Because for everyone, he goes, oh, Alien Queen.
So mundane. Oh. He's just like, oh, I got to do this again.
Sometimes he really, it's like, oh, that's so difficult.
Marge Simpson versus Claire from Modern Family.
Marge. Tell him Marge.
Estelle Costanza versus Lois Griffin.
Costanza. Gotta go with Estelle.
Yeah,
Costanza.
I'll go with Estelle.
Stifler's mom versus Little House on the Prairie mom.
Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom.
Ma.
Ask him. My favorite Estelle Costanza moment is when Frank and Kramer are trying to create their own brassiere.
Yes.
And they ask her for one, and she comes, like, the way she's holding it and the way she hands it to them is so cute and funny. Like, just a little bit of physical comedy, like...
Was it the man's ear?
Yeah.
Or the bro, depending upon who. One is called the bro. The other.
Oh, man. Skip, what's going on at Weber?
Back in business with the no vehicles on our lot, selling them off the truck. I mean, we're actually getting really good shipments right now, and it hasn't made a dent in what it looks like. So, like I said last week, I'm calling my lots the comb-overs, hiding the bald spots wherever we can.
It's funny to see... I drove by the Creve-Coeur store to see the vans parked sideways instead of straight on.
And that at least makes it look like not an empty
like you
lot.
Said, to cover up
you
the
go
bald
by
spot?
Columbia where there's no elevation difference and it's just like somebody dropped a bomb or something. I mean, it looks like we're getting ready to have the circus to come into town or like a carnival to clear our lot for that. It's just
like
terrible.
The real estate market. There's just like no inventory.
Yeah, exactly. And so... but the great thing about it is the reason why we're selling them off the truck is because our prices are still great. I mean, you know, most people sit there and say, okay, jack them up. You know, we're still taking really good care of people.
So,
and,
in general, how does this work? Because there are other Chevy dealers in town that Chevy has a commitment to. Do you have individual deals or does like a Colorado come off and they're like, okay, give this one to Weber?
It is 100% computer generated by whoever has it. They call it a turn and earn number. You look at what your 90-day sales rate is and look at what your availability is. Not just what's available on your lot, but what is at the plant already committed to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes a, you know, six-digit decimal number and, you know, all those digits. And as soon as you get assigned that, so that they're going to build Colorado, the person in the country that needs a Colorado the most that has raised their hand for it, gets that one, and then that changes their number because now it's so. If when we had the hurricanes on the Gulf Coast with the giant Texas dealers that lost all their inventory, they sucked it all in. They had a 90-day sales rate that was high and zero vehicles.
Gotcha.
So
that
boom, 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 boom. You know, so everybody's got a low amount. But
in normal times, if you're kind of a crappy Chevy dealer
and not selling much,
and you got a lot on your lot,
you'll be If you got a lot on your lot and you're not selling, you're not going to get any. You're not going to ask, but you won't want it anyway because you don't want to pay for them all sitting there. But
final four of fictional moms: Alien Queen versus Marge Simpson. I'm going Queen this time.
I'm going Queen too.
Marge. Oh my!
You going
goodness.
Queen?
Mm-hmm. Alien Queen.
Estelle Costanza versus Ma from Little House on the Prairie.
Costanza.
Estelle.
Yeah. There's your final. Costanza versus the Alien Queen.
Costanza.
Queen.
Queen.
Make it a tie.
Okay.
Let the young man decide.
It's all on Andrew. Who would you rather have as your mom?
Estelle Costanza.
Costanza wins.
Shakes all over like a jelly blues. You gotta like it. Raise it up, big brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.